Hello, Scatterbrains. I know it's been a while since I posted a podcast here, but I'd like to get this started again now that I have more time to devote to it. This podcast is a little different. I wanted to share a short story that I recently wrote. The story was actually for an online writing essay challenge. However, I missed the deadline. But I really enjoyed writing it, and it definitely got my creative juices flowing again, so I wanted to share it here. The challenge was to write a short campfire scary story. So without further ado, please stay tuned to episode 3 and the short story I wrote called Ominous Cabin Whispers. The cabin in the woods had been abandoned for years, but one night, a candle burned in the window. As Ian blew out the match, Hazel brushed away the dirt and spread a blanket across the cabin floor. This was Hazel and Ian's first adventure together after dating for 2 months. The cabin was a 2-hour drive from where they lived in San Diego, California. Ian had told Hazel about the abandoned cabin in the small town of Peakline that he had discovered on a camping trip that he had gone on with friends a few months prior. Ian was taking pictures when hiking and stumbled upon the cabin that was nestled behind a thick cluster of trees. Ian snapped 5 photos of the cabin from different angles, and when he looked back on the pictures from his trip, he noticed a dark, shadowy figure in each window. Ian showed Hazel the photographs, and she went hysterical with excitement. Hazel was fascinated by anything related to the paranormal. She insisted on checking the cabin as soon as possible and even persuaded Ian to spend the night there. Ian was not particularly into anything related to the paranormal and was somewhat skeptical. He wasn't thrilled about sleeping in the old abandoned cabin, but did so to make Hazel happy. Ian knew that the cabin was relatively safe, as it was out in the middle of the woods in a tiny town. However, Ian brought a large knife for protection just in case. With the howling winds outside the cabin and the flickering candle flame, Ian had to admit that, while creepy, it was also romantic as he cuddled up next to Hazel on the blanket. Just as Ian and Hazel were starting to get comfortable, there was a loud thud. It was so loud that the cabin walls shook and dust spread throughout the space. "What was that?" Hazel screamed. They both jumped up and looked at each other. Hazel insisted that Ian go outside and check it out immediately. Ian was terrified inside, but he didn't want to scare Hazel any more than she already was. He grabbed the knife from his bag and proceeded outside to investigate. "Wait," Hazel whispered. "I don't want to be alone." She grabbed Ian's hand and asked to go with him. "I think it's best you stay inside, Hazel," Ian sternly insisted. Ian walked around the cabin, leaving Hazel inside. It was very dark, so Ian reached into his pocket for a small flashlight attached to his keychain. Just as he looked down, he felt heavy breathing in his ear. He quickly turned around, but no one was around. Ian took a deep breath and tried to remain calm. Ian tried to find some justification for what just happened and left it at. It was the wind that whispered in his ear, and he was shaken up already by the loud thud from earlier. Ian shook it off and proceeded to walk around the rest of the cabin. It was quiet outside, and Ian didn't see or hear anything out of the ordinary. He figured that maybe the thud was just an animal that could have jumped on the roof, or an owl knocked into the cabin, or something of that nature. Ian stepped back inside the cabin. "Well, did you see anything?" Hazel said, eagerly awaiting Ian's response. Ian told her that he thought everything was okay. He didn't dare bring up that the whisper in his ear from outside and scare Hazel any more than she seemed to already be. He put Hazel at ease by telling her it was probably just an animal. "Yeah, you're probably right," Hazel said. "When you gave me the thumbs up from the window, I figured everything was okay," she said as she stretched out onto the blanket. The hair on the back of Ian's neck stood up, and his heart sank into the pit of his stomach. He never gave Hazel a thumbs up. He took a couple big breaths and knew that something sinister was happening, although he couldn't explain it. How could the loud thud, the ear whisper, and now someone giving Hazel a thumbs up all happen within a few minutes, he thought. Ian had never experienced anything like this. Usually level-headed and could provide a reasonable explanation for everything, he had no answers for any of this. "So what now?" Hazel said. Ian felt he needed to get him and Hazel out of the cabin as fast as he could, but he didn't want to scare her. as she now seemed pretty content. Ian tried to maintain his composure and think about how he can get it out as fast as he could without seeming like a neurotic mess. He opened his mouth to tell Hazel let's go, but no words would come out of his mouth. Ian's throat started to close in on him, and he began to panic and gasp for air, pointing to his throat. "Oh my God, Ian, are you okay?" Hazel screamed. Hazel stood up, patted Ian on the back. "Ian, what is wrong? Are you choking?" Hazel was pounding on Ian's back with her hand at this point as Ian's body was flailing around the room, desperate for air. Ian fell to the ground, and just as immediate as the air left his body, it flooded back in, and he took the biggest breath of air he'd ever taken in his life, besides probably being born. "Let's get the fuck out of here right now," Ian screamed as he stumbled to the door. Hazel immediately followed. "What about the candle?" Hazel said. Ian continued to walk out of the cabin and ran to his car. He reached into his pocket for the keys, but they were not there. Ian reached into his back pocket, but the keys were nowhere to be found. He remembered that he left them on the blanket in the cabin when he returned from investigating the thud moments earlier. "I forgot the keys," Ian said to Hazel. He started to panic. All he wanted to do was get the heck out of Dodge. "I'll go get them," Hazel said as she was trembling. Hazel knew that this was far more than the paranormal stories she usually read, but she knew they had to get out of there. She knew that something traumatic had happened to Ian, and although scared, she knew she needed to fight her fear and return to the cabin to grab the keys. Hazel was brave and walked back to the cabin trembling. The door was open, and she could see that the keys were lying on the blanket as she got closer to the cabin's front door. Hazel walked fearfully, her legs trembling with each step. The air was thick, and she sensed something ominous all around her. Hazel quickly grabbed the keys and ran toward the front door. Just as she was almost out, something grabbed her ankle, and she tumbled to the ground. Hazel struck her head against the cabin's hard floor as she fell to the ground. Ian, standing outside, immediately ran to her. A dark, shadowy figure stood inside the cabin's window as Ian ran to Hazel, but Ian froze when he saw the exact dark figure from his pictures. Ian could see that Hazel wasn't moving, and blood began to seep from her head through the doorway. Ian was petrified and couldn't move and stood there while the dark shadow still stood in the window. Everything went black, and Ian fainted. When he woke up, he was on the ground outside looking up at the stars. His head was pounding, and he didn't know how long he had been lying there. He lifted his head, looked toward the doorway, and saw that Hazel was no longer there. He proceeded to pick himself up from the ground and looked around. The dark, shadowy figure was no longer there either, and there didn't seem to be any blood in the doorway from when Hazel had hit her head. Ian shook his head and walked over to his car. He called out to Hazel, but there was no answer. Ian walked around his car and started walking over toward the cabin, and he could see the candle still burning in the window. Ian yelled, "Hazel!" But he couldn't see that she wasn't inside the cabin from the window. So he peeked his head inside the cabin from the doorway, but Hazel was nowhere to be found. Ian stood there in the doorway, trembling with fear. Tears streamed down his cheek as he realized that he had never been so scared. "We've got her now," an ominous voice whispered into Ian's ear. Ian fell to his knees and began to weep. "What do you want from me?" Ian sobbed. The whisper came closer, and Ian could feel a demonic entity hovering above him. "We want you to leave, now," the voice screamed into Ian's ear. Ian ran out of the cabin as fast as he could, and he ran and ran, and he never turned back. It seemed like Ian had run nonstop to the main town, which was about 20 minutes from the cabin. Nothing was open, but there were street lights and a nearby highway, and Ian was able to flag down a car. The police were called, and they took a statement from Ian, and no one ever found Hazel, and Ian was a prime suspect in Hazel's disappearance, although her body was never found. The police suspected that Ian buried her somewhere in the woods, but without substantial evidence, he was never tried for the murder. 20 years had passed, and Ian was still traumatized from what happened that fearful night in the cabin. He could still feel and hear that threatening whisper in his ear on a windy night. Every night, Ian experiences night terrors and nightmares in which Hazel calls out to Ian and begs him to help her. Ian will never know what happened to Hazel, but he returns to Peak Line every year to leave flowers in her memory near the cabin. However, Ian cannot bring himself to approach that close to the cabin, and he tries to get a little closer each year to hope that Hazel is still there and maybe someday that he can rescue her. So, if you're ever in Peak Line and come upon that cabin in the woods, further back near the cluster of trees, call out to Hazel. Maybe you can save her. Or perhaps the dark, shadowy figure will take you as well. Well, Scatterbrains, that is my short story that I had wrote, and I hope you enjoy, and stay tuned for more episodes.